One of many highlights for the Celtics starting center tonight, Aron Baynes, in the Game 5 win of the Eastern Conference Finals. Celtics beat the Cavs 96-83. One game away now from the NBA Finals, and Aron Baynes, who has been in the NBA Finals against LeBron James, joins us here. First of all, when did you find out you were starting tonight?
It was this morning, a shoot-around, but, it's just trying to have the right mentality to come out whenever anyone's number's called on this team. Everyone's being ready, and it was no different tonight.
The physical nature, the intense nature, the ferocity of a playoff series at this time of year, it looks like your smile gets bigger and bigger the more physical and intense it gets out there.
Oh, for sure, mate. It's always fun. You know, it's an honor to be able to step out and play basketball right now this time of year and in front of these guys wearing that jersey. So, you know, I'm soaking it up. I'm enjoying it. And, you know, the way we enjoy it is by playing great team basketball, and starts on the defensive end for us.
Well, the funny thing about it, I'm getting huge in Australia right now because I'm doing Australian TV every day. And, man, it's just like they have a love affair for the game, too. Tell us how big it is down in Australia.
Mate, per capita outside of the U.S., Australia is the number one viewership of NBA. So, we have a love for it down there. And, it definitely helps. We've got a number of guys that have been playing this season and over the last few seasons have been playing great. So, you know, it's a great thing for Australian basketball, and we always appreciate that support coming from down there.
Seems like I was telling this guy something new today. He didn't know. I said, do you know that Australia, what they do? Where the camels go at, you know. And he looked at me like I didn't know what I was talking about. I wasn't giving them any new information, was I?
No. You're telling them the right thing. There's camels down there. We export them to the Middle East. You know, that's some of the right information you're passing along.
But I didn't tell them about them shooting them from helicopters, though.
what are we on public radio? We don't talk about any of that.
If I could, I mean, I almost hate to break it up and bring it back to the subject at hand. As the series shifts back to Cleveland, and everybody knows the story now, you guys have not won a game in regulation on the road since the game in Utah at the end of March, which is amazing considering you were better on the road this year than you were at home, more wins on the road. What, in your view, has contributed to that, and how do you end it on Friday night?
It's one of those things. We haven't played our best basketball. I think watching the film from our last game there, you know, we had about 9 minutes that really cost us the game. So it's about staying locked in for the full 48 minutes. If we do that, then we're going to be in a good position, you know. That's what we really need to focus on. It's playoff basketball. Every possession counts, and we've got to make the most of it each time.
Well, you just believe, again, that where you guys are playing, and tell us again how this crowd has just kind of pumped you guys up. It just seemed like they are a carrying crowd, the way they get you going.
Yeah, definitely. They got us going at the right times as well. You know, that's what's fun about playing in the Garden is all the fans are so smart, they're knowledgeable about the game, and, you know, they really bring that energy for us night in, night out. We definitely feed off it as a team.
We'll see you on the airplane tomorrow, my friend.
That's it, fellas. You have a good one.